Elizabeth Withers starred on Broadway as sexy Shug Avery in The Color Purple. The Tony-nominated actor has stepped from the big stage into the studio. Her debut album, It Can Happen to Anyone, blends R&B and gospel with pop and old-school cabaret. Withers spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea about her recording experience and her Broadway work.
Tell me about what Shug Avery means to you. I mean, when you talk about The Color Purple, which has been seen in many different forms, well, read and seen. Read mm-hmm. In the original book form, seen in the movie, now seen on stage mm-hmm. with you. And it's that character in particular means so much to so many people. Mm-hmm. What does she mean to you?
Well, it's history. When I got the call for me to do this, I felt like I was being asked to be a part of history. And to play that role is so sentimental and close to me because the lives are so parallel. I mean, when I think about the music, where she came from the church, you know, and I think about the music that she sang from her heart.
But when I see what's in your heart, all the rest is blurred. Bring into this world too beautiful for words.
Take us to your album. Just from me listening to it, it blends all of these different genres. You've got the sounds of the church. You've got the sounds of more traditional, maybe Broadway-style music, and you've got R&B, and you've got all these different formats kind of swirled together. Tell us about the process of saying, okay, I'm going to do an album, and how you actually went about it.
Well, and you know what's so special about this project is that it was not, okay, it's going to be like this, and we're going to do it just like this, and we're going to... It was just songs. When I got together with the producer, or Toby Gadd, I went in and I would tell him, you know, okay, this is what I want to write about today. This is what I'm feeling today. I'm feeling, you know, I notice when I'm walking down the street, I see these guys walking with their girls and, you know, no matter how pretty or sexy or nice or what appears to be intelligent the woman is, the guy is always turning and looking at somebody else. Why is that? Hey, I want to write about that. And there came Be With You.
Do you feel like you have a calling to do what
you do? Oh, my God. Yes, I do, Farai. Because, I mean, going back to my family, I remember sitting around the table and asking again if I could sing for family dinners. And then, you know, when the homework was done and, you know, the family discussions of what happened today was done, we would hear all kinds of music. I mean, we listened to everything from Frank Sinatra to Natalie Cole to Millie Jackson, the Clark sisters, Hawkins family. I mean, just any Dolly Parton. I mean, anybody that you can imagine. Shalimar. We listened to.
Wow.
We listened to everything, and they would let me sing whatever my heart contented. And when I say, I would literally be in my room pretending like the bubbles of the paint on the wall were millions of people. I did that, and so I believe it gave me a good footing for where I am right now, because now I have no fear on stage when I'm singing to people.
Yeah. Well, what about the song choices on It Can Happen to Anyone? Why don't you talk us through two or three songs on the album and why they're important to you or why you love them?
Wow, that's a great question. I love Be With You. And then one of my other favorites one is Heartstrings. It's a song that I wrote with Barry Eastman and Gordon Chambers. Mm. And it summarizes my whole experience of, you know, when I first had my little girl, Chelsea, and I met my best friend, Damon, that song sort of like epitomizes how I feel about that relationship. I mean, it was like at that moment is when I really, really learned and found out about love.
You make me wanna scream high like Tina.
Of course, as my last question, I have to ask you, so what next? You're where you want to be, but I'm sure you have plans coming up.
Everything where I am right now is way more than I've ever asked for, prayed for, or hoped for. So I just say wherever, you know, we end up being in that direction, I would love to do that.
Elizabeth Withers, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
There ain't no mystery to this game.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea talking with Elizabeth Withers about her debut album, It Can Happen to Anyone.